Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last night, I was on BetMGM with Trick the Crick, and I don't remember their hosts' names, but my apologies there. But they brought me on, and one of them, I'll have to go get it, one of them asked me a question a couple months ago. I was on with them, and he seemed really dug in on how well the Bills on defense, they've lost so much, and oh my God, concern. Aren't you concerned? Concern on the defense. I'm like, nah, like Sean McDermott figures it out. Like, they'll be okay. They're always okay on defense. Like, look at what happened this year. They were decimated by injuries, and, you know, they'll be okay. So then last night I go on, and I think that he wanted me to validate his opinion again because he says, hey, last time you're on, talked about how, like, you were confident in the defense, but then they lost Jordan Poyer and lost Micah Hyde and they lost Tre'Davious White. So what do you think now? Are you concerned about the defense? And I'm like, nah, they have Sean McDermott. I'm like, McDermott's going to figure it out. That's what he does. Am I off? Like, should I be like, yeah? I'm like, dude, I said, they're getting Matt Milano back. They have him and Terrell Bernard. This is what I told him. I said, their linebackers are going to be great, right? Like, that's a great strength of them with Milano coming back. Daquan Jones will be back healthy. Their defensive line will have a healthy rotation. It always does. I said, you could definitely make an argument that there's a concern at safety until they prove it. But McDermott's always been able to get safeties to play. I mean, it's just what they do. It's his system. So I'm not concerned there, and that's what I said to him.
I'm with you. I don't think I'm being disrespectful by saying this. You tell me if I'm wrong. Let's start with safety specifically. If I take the names off the back of the jersey, the Bills had two average safeties last year. Correct?
I think you're right.
I think they had average safeties.
The way they played. Look, the proof is in. They moved Jordan Poyer out of safety later in the season in passing situations.
Right. Rapp played more on the back end, and Poyer got moved down. So, like, what they're replacing at safety, they're replacing big figures. And in the long term, you're replacing guys that for 5 years at least were playing at an elite level, like the best safety duo in football for a 5-6 year period running. So if you want to go back a few years, sure, they have a lot to live up to. They have a lot to replace. But from just last season, Poyer and Hyde were not playing at all-pro levels last year. Poyer looked slower than ever. He was getting beat in space by running backs that I had never seen prior in his Bills career that happened to him. And Hyde, I don't remember seeing a lot of mistakes. I just feel like I didn't see as many like big splash impact plays. So maybe a little quieter from him isn't a bad thing, but just wasn't playing at the all-pro level. So Rapp, Mike Edwards, Cole Bishop. I don't know. I feel like there's a very good chance that they at least give me what I had last year there. If anything, and then Tre'Davious White is on the list of names, but Tre'Davious White only played, was it two full games last season? And they replaced him already. Like, Rasul Douglas did it. He was great when he came in last year. So I don't want to count Tre'Davious White even as a big loss. It's a big name. It's an emotional loss. But I feel like they've already replaced him, too. So, like, I think if that person is coming at you with, well, all the names they've lost, I don't think he mentioned the right one. The biggest player right. I think they have to replace is the guy who led them in sacks last year.
So what I also said, and it's by the way, I believe it was Ryan Horvat. Ryan Horvat's the one that brought it up. And I think that he might be, and by the way, Ryan does a great job. This is not at all.
Yeah, we've had Ryan, like Horvat. Ryan. Yep.
Right. What I'm saying is, I think Ryan, his position is, you should be more concerned about the defense from the outside looking in, like, this is a concern. Why aren't you more concerned? And I'm like, yeah, I'm really not. Like, if you're closer to the situation, you see what this guy does. Sean McDermott does with defenses. I said, I would say that, yeah, until they prove it, you might be concerned about safety.
Yeah.
I did also say they do have to, because he also said, well, Von Miller had no sacks last year. And like, yep, that's true. And they're going to rely on him to be better. I would definitely say you have to get more out of your pass rush, numbers-wise, but I'm just not concerned about the defense as a whole.
Yeah, I'm not either. I think, you know, are they going to be the best defense in football? You know, that might be biting off a lot, because they do have, I don't want to say weaknesses. They just might not have as many elite level players as they once did, but I don't really look at them and see a lot of holes. I look at a defense that, if you want to talk about why they struggled last year, and especially the game that the season ended in, like, think of the Chief game. How did they get picked apart so easily by the Chiefs? Because they had backup linebackers in. Not even, like, backups, two of the backups were in there at linebacker. So I and Dodson, the one backup that was playing, might have been playing through injury because he had been dealing with that, right, the week before, and then maybe even left the game for a period of time. So, okay, linebacker was the biggest reason my defense fell apart at the end last year. Well, okay, Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano are back. So I'm good. I feel great. That's the strength of their defense. That I've got a defense where, sure, there might be some questions on the edge. Do you have a dominant pass rusher? Is Douglas going to continue playing at the level he did last year? Because he is getting a little older. What's your safeties look like on the back end? But I look at their defense right now, and I think the middle of it, the core of it, if I look at the middle, the linebackers, the nickel corner, and the defensive tackles, I feel like I've got as strong a unit as anybody in the league, because I got no questions about Ed Oliver or Daquan Jones if he's healthy, and that's the middle of my defense at the front. I've got zero questions about their linebackers behind them, and then I just look one guy to my left, I've got zero questions about Taron Johnson.
The linebackers, by the way, behind Milano and Bernard, also Dorian Williams, another year in the system. I think that Dorian Williams is a guy that, you know, can make plays. We'll see what he can do if he can kind of catch up a little bit to, like, or I should say the other way, slow down a little bit to make those plays. But he really put some nice things on film last year, but he just wasn't quite there yet. And then, honestly, Baylen Spector's a guy they really relied on and, you know, thought a lot of at the end of the year. And then he got that back injury early in the Steelers game. He's one of the guys that missed the Chiefs game, obviously. So, yeah, I think. And then they go out and sign Nicholas Morrow. And that's a depth piece. That's your Tyrell Dodson replacement. He had over 100 tackles a couple years ago in Oakland, but they're trying to make sure that doesn't happen again. Let's get connected with our fans. Let's go to Marvin in Buffalo. Hi, Marvin. You're on WGR.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, just...
Good, thanks.
You guys were reiterating what I said to the gentleman on the phone. I think the defense is going to be better. Poyer and Hyde are done. I'm an old guy, and they were done. They were slow, and you guys just were saying that. I'm glad that they're, you know, but we're not talking 4 or 5 years ago. Trey White never came back from the knee injury, let alone what he has now with the Achilles. And I truly believe the defense is going to be better just by virtue of the guys coming back healthy, Milano. But Williams, I just don't understand. You know, you guys love McDermott, love the guy, but I cannot understand why he had Klein in there over Williams. I don't care if that kid, he was twice the athletic ability, and he this thing with veteran. He couldn't do that. Klein was a big reason why we lost that game.
Okay,
I would have rather had Williams make a mistake being a young guy, but at least he could recover. Mm-hmm. Klein was, he looked like a fish out of water in that game. So, but yeah, I think our defense is going to be better. Just by virtue of getting rid of the old stuff.
Thanks, Marvin. I don't mind the point about Klein versus Williams, but certainly you see why they did it.
I do. I was someone that all along was critical of that. Even before that game, and then especially after, I wanted to see Williams play. I thought Klein, I just knew how that was going to go. athletically, Andy Reid was going to look at that guy and say, I am throwing at him all day. And
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
And Williams at least presented, maybe he'll just athlete his way into a couple of splash-worthy plays. Because I would expect he was going to make mistakes too. I would expect Andy Reid was going to go after Dorian Williams the same way. And this is why I don't get hung up on it too much. Like, that week, I remember after the game, had made this point that, like, Williams should have been in there. And you haven't heard me mention it since. And a big reason why is, what was the most likely outcome if Dorian Williams was in there? Sure, he could have made a big play, got an interception that Klein wouldn't have been able to, force a fumble, fly around out there. The most likely outcome, though, was that Mahomes and Andy Reid were going to torch him all day, just like they did Klein.
And in a different way. He'd be out of position. They'd confuse him. I mean, he's, you know, that's why McDermott did that. And Marvin, it's not about you love McDermott. No, he's a really, really great defensive coach. It's about the fact that at least you understand, like, why he would do something like that. I don't disagree, by the way, Marvin, that, you know, you looking back in hindsight, maybe Williams would have been the better play there. I just don't know if it mattered, to Joe's point. Like, I mean, six of one, half dozen of another. They beat Williams probably just in a different way that they beat Klein, because he's young and he doesn't know what he's watching, but Klein certainly couldn't keep up, obviously. Yeah. But I respect the point, Marvin. I do. Well, I understand where you're coming from on that.
And in his overall point, he throws in the thing about Williams and Klein there. His overall point was that the defense is going to be better. And let me just say this. If I look at the results of last year, how high of a bar is that really to clear? They were 11th in DVOA last year. I mean, doesn't it just come down to health, though, right? Like, they're comparable enough to where if they stay healthy, 11th, 12th best defense last year in totality, like, if they stay healthy, I'd expect them to be top 10.
Let's continue to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Bobby, who's in a car. Go ahead, Bob.
How are you, Sal?
Good. Go ahead, buddy.
Good. Dude, just two quick questions. One, what do you think? I know everyone's counting on Micah Hyde out, but, I mean, he hasn't really announced anything, so I still have you know, this thing where I think he might come back. And if he does come back, what type of role do you think he'll play? And the second question is, how much say does Terry Pegula have in the draft? Thank you so much, guys.
Okay. I'll take one at a time and then you tell me what you think, Joe. First of all, okay. I would say Mike is having his charity softball game in a couple of weeks on Sunday, May 19th. We had him on the air here last week. He said he was still undecided. The Bills went out and drafted Cole Bishop. They re-signed Taylor Rapp. They signed Mike Edwards. I don't know if there's a role anymore for Micah Hyde. I'm sure the Bills would love to have him as part of the team, but I don't know how much he would play. And I think that it would really take for him to say he's coming back for very little money. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know if he would want to do that.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that, Joe?
I would. I have two thoughts on that. Probably neither of which are likely, but I'll throw them out there. One, if he was to come back, would he want to do it at the softball game? In front of all the fans, announce it?
No, I don't think the Bills would operate like that. The Bills would tell him probably not to do that. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I think the Bills would want to announce it in some other fashion or way.
I figured.
That's not typically how they operate.
I figured. The only reason I threw it out there is just because, of course, that would be a super cool moment if he was coming back and a way to do it. But you're probably right.
I would say this, Joe. If it was to happen, we'd probably get an indication before that, and then he would make that announcement. Not like, oh my God, out of the blue, you know, here comes, you know, it's like WWE. Oh, that's Micah Hyde's music.
Right, exactly. The other thing I would say is, I wonder if we don't hear much from Hyde on this or the Bills by now to the start of the year. Like, he's someone that workout fiend in Arizona. I've seen the videos of like him going crazy in the off seasons. That if he's going to stay in shape and football shape, and he really only wants to play for the Bills, like, I wonder if a circumstance could change where middle of the year or even any point during the season, they run into injury problems and they give him a call to see how in shape he is.
I agree with that. That is a typical Bills move. Typical any NFL team move, but typical Bills move, which is, okay, is there a guy out there? They did it with Cole Beasley. They did it with John Brown. They do it with these guys. I mean, Josh Norman. That's right. It's exactly what they do. I would not doubt that whatsoever. On Terry Pegula and his influence on the draft, look, I know people think that the owner's picking the players or Sean McDermott's picking the players. Brandon Bean runs the draft. His scouting staff, they set up their board. He sets the direction of the organization. Terry Pegula, of course, as the owner of the team, if you're going to draft a franchise quarterback, is going to have to feel comfortable with it in some regard.
Yeah.
Okay? That said, otherwise, I would say very little influence, if none at all. The only influence I would say that Terry Pegula would have is if he said, hey, I read something about this guy. Can we check into this? Or, like, that would be my kind of interpretation of how it would go about. He lets Brandon Bean do his job. And here's proof in this because, while Terry and the team has never come out and said it, there's a lot of sourcing, and Ty Dunn wrote about this at Go Long, and I can tell you, too, this is true. And Jim Monas was the assistant GM in Buffalo in 2017, and he has said on record many times, Terry wanted Patrick Mahomes. He wanted him. Every day he was like, this is the guy. But at the time, they hired a new staff. Sean McDermott was there, and they let the new staff do what they needed to do to evaluate how they wanted to set the direction of the team going forward, and it just didn't fit for drafting a quarterback that year is what it was. So that's all you need to know about how much influence he does or doesn't have.
Can I also throw this out there? You want more proof that Bean has the autonomy to do whatever he wants in the draft? They just traded with the Chiefs. I mean, I don't know that Terry wouldn't have done that, but normal sports owner behavior would not have traded with the Kansas City Chiefs there. Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, and look, he is the owner. I mean, he has a right to have an opinion on his team. He owns the team. He owns the company. He owns the franchise. But to answer your question, how much influence does he have on the draft? I would say other than making sure that whoever you bring into his organization, especially a high-profile player like Josh Allen, he's going to meet with that person. He's going to know that person a little bit. He's going to get it to know and understand and have an opinion on all of that. But that he's not picking the players, though. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!